Welcome back. We're joined now by another extraordinary young man, Bob Senske Jr., who's been a friend for many years, and welcome to our show. Bob is an artist, but he also is left brain, right brain. He does financial planning, but he's best known for his wonderful scenes of Long Beach. And how did you get into it, Bob?
Well, I had the talent when I was young, and when you go into doctor's offices or dentist offices in Long Beach, I got tired of seeing paintings of Laguna in Long Beach.
That's right.
And we have a beautiful town and a gorgeous bay, Alamitos Bay. So that inspired me in my youth. And the rest is history.
Well, as the song goes, no one does it better than Bob Senske in capturing Long Beach. And these postcards embody some of his scenes, and they are available at shops through town and also from Windsor Productions. And Bob just has a gift for capturing our city. And as one with no artistic talent whatsoever, my hat's really off to you.
Thank you.
You started doing sketches for real estate renderings for listings and then you evolved when you went to Berkeley.
Yes.
And you developed techniques in oil and acrylic.
Acrylics, actually, yeah. And discovered that in college and didn't know I'd be able to make a living doing it. I love this town of Long Beach where I was born and raised, and we have a beautiful coastline. So, and I was pretty self-taught in terms of the artistic technique, and lucky.
The love shows through in your paintings. I really have to say that. And we have a crack research team here at Straight
Talk.
We discovered that not only do you do paintings, but you also illustrated this lovely children's book called Beach Battle by Julie K.
Saturino.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Julie K. is a good friend of mine. I've known her forever. Grew up in east side of Long Beach, and she's a teacher in Long Beach and the author of this wonderful book. Which teaches children to clean up their trash off the beach. And
amen to that.
She was kind enough to ask me to illustrate it, and we worked together very well. And those books are pretty hard to find. I'm pretty impressed that your crack staff was able to locate one.
Well, now, you went to Berkeley and got a degree in political science and landed a marketing job in corporate America, but you learned how to... You were painting from an early age, but you developed your skills there, but you still went into corporate America. And then at some point you said, I'm going to take a shot. I'm going to leave corporate America and become a full-time painter.
I took a leap of faith. I did a series of works in the early 90s, I think around 1992, of Alamitos Bay Area, and had a private show at a private home, and sold all the paintings, unbelievably, in a weekend. And because I had some corporate experience, I sort of budgeted out what it would take to last at least a year. And I quit my job. My parents thought I was nuts. It ended up working out.
Yeah. Well, that's quite a story. And to be able to do what you love and do it so well and make a nice buck at it, it's the best of all worlds, isn't it?
I'm just really grateful. And to Beverly O'Neill, who helped launch my career, too. A lot of my parents' generation, you know, give you a little nudge and... and you grab the baton and go with it.
You know, I loved your earlier comment that you were tired of seeing all these Laguna. Now, Laguna is a gorgeous town, but God knows there are dozens of painters doing Laguna, and you get tired of seeing all that, and you thought, why not Long Beach?
Absolutely, and I bring friends from out of town, and they don't know how beautiful our coastline is.
Yeah.
And so part of the art is promoting our city. I feel like, in a small way, I'm a wing of the Convention and Visitors Bureau to promote our town to the rest of the world.
I've seen that Senske collection with the postcards, with the whole rack, and you look at scene after scene, and I sit back and say, wow, this is our city, and you've nailed it. And I guess an artist has the ability to see things through the artist's eyes that we don't quite see just looking around, and you see it and bring it to us.
Yeah, just I'm grateful for the scenes that we have here. There's an artistic side, but then in the back of your mind, you want to promote these areas. So if you have a little bit of a hint of marketing in there, and have a civic mindedness to the work, then you can educate as well as inspire.
Well, I think you are a great attribute to our city and to marketing the city. And I know you're taking a leave from your painting and doing long-term financial planning, but I hope that you'll come back to the artistic world at some time in the
future.
Always.
We'll never give it up.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us on our holiday show,
Bob.
And if any of you want further information, we put up the website, windsorproductions.com. Give them a call. We'll be back with more of our show, but first we have to pause for these messages.